the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise Him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole world praise Him. Great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven, great in battle, great in wonder, great in Zion, King over all the earth. Great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven, great in
Lord, my
be your glorious name.
And on the road marked with suffering. Lord, may our hearts praise you, whether we're facing difficulties, whether we're experiencing joys. May our hearts reach out to you, Lord, for you made us to be your companions. And Lord, we ignore you. We neglect you. Forgive us. May we this morning renew our covenant with you to serve, to follow, to show your love and your compassion in all situations. But may we find the comfort and the reassurance of your presence with us right now. And always. Lord, bless you that you are always consistent, always the same, our rock. Lord, we can build our lives on the foundation of knowing you, of knowing that we are forgiven, of knowing that we are restored. That great assurance. Oh Lord, may we feel that this morning. Lord, bless each one of us, and may our worship be a fragrant offering to you. May we so fill up with your Holy Spirit Lord, may our hearts yearn for you. Restore and reach into our lives, we pray. Bless this time of worship. May it be a time in which we truly connect with you and with each other. Lord, for all your mercies and all your blessings, we give you praise this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello PMC and welcome to the first instalment of The Bulletin. This is a new thing that we are implementing to deliver highlights from around church. Whether it is good news stories from the week prior or exciting things that are coming up in the week to come. Last week we had four Fs with over 40 people turning up. It was so good to see everyone there, everyone who turned out to make the food or eat the food or connect with the different members in our community. So let's keep 4 F's in our prayers and the relationships that are being built through initiatives like that. Next up, we had a cedar meal on Maundy Thursday. It was to reenact the Final Supper and how Jesus would have conducted that Final Supper. It was really lovely, and a big thanks again to Irene for preparing the food. And hopefully we can do that again in future years. Next Sunday is our monthly instalment of Encounter, the Encounter service. For those of you who don't know what Encounter is, it is a spirit-led service based around contemporary worship with I'm sure an excellent message being delivered by PJ. So if you're around on Sunday evening, next Sunday evening from 7 o'clock, please do feel free to come along and join us for Encounter. And then of course next week, the Easter holidays have ended and the chaos begins. By chaos, I mean the youth clubs are reopening again. So please hold all the youth leaders in your prayers as they reopen the amazing work and ministry that they are doing for the young people around Penrith. If you know anyone who would be interested in coming along to any of these youth clubs, whether it be a Tuesday night, primary school age, Friday evening, secondary school age, or a Saturday afternoon cafe, which is also for secondary school age, do let myself or Gareth Brolly or Helen Brunskill know. We still need a couple of people to help out with our coffee rota. So if you feel like you could help us out on a Sunday morning after a service by helping to serve coffee and biscuits and tea, then please contact Sarah in the office and she'll be able to add you to the rota. And then finally as well, we still have a vacancy for property steward. This person is someone who is passionate about building God's kingdom and the mission and ministry that is conducted through PMC. Keeping in touch with any projects that are going on around church and attending just a few meetings a year, whilst also maintaining contact with the property team that you have around you. That's all I've got for you this week. For more info, please go to the info section of our website and you will find the link to the bulletin there that has much more details than what I've given you in this video. And feel free to give us a follow on Facebook for any details on upcoming events and services. Bye. Anyone else hate watching themselves on video? It's fair to say that I'm much more comfortable up here talking in front of you lot than I am talking in front of a camera. So it'll be good. I'll get better at that. But yes, that was the first instalment of the bulletin. We figured it would be much more interesting for you for me to deliver the notices over video rather than standing in front of you in person and doing them. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, it'll be really good and we will get better at that. So if you do have any ideas for what could be highlighted on the bulletin, please get in touch with myself and I'll make sure to add it into those weekly videos that we'll be showing in church and on our social media as well. Kids, young people, it is that time. If there is any of you here today, then please feel free to escape now before the boring stuff starts. I think there's only a couple of you there. Hope you have a fantastic and blessed time. There were a couple of things that do need mentioning that we didn't manage to fit into the bulletin this week. A big mention goes out to the collection that happened on Wednesday for the Carlisle Refuge. It was amazing to see just the sheer amount of stuff that was donated and collected and then loaded into this van, whose suspension was a lot lower by the time we finished. So a huge thank you goes out to Keith and Jeanette for organising it, everyone who contributed and donated in some way, and to everyone who came along and helped load that up into the van. That's just amazing. So thank you for that. And then finally, but not leastly, the Restore Project, which is a charitable project aimed at facilitating work within this community, is having a prayer session at their new premises on Tuesday at 4 p.m. The new shop, I think, is store number 12, but don't quote me on that. And it's in New Squares, so it'd be great to see so many people. If you're around, if you're free. Number 11. I was close. Thanks, Karine. It's number 11 in New Squares. And yeah, it would be great to see people turn up and just pray over the work that it will be doing in this community, and the in way in which God is working through that store. So yeah, if you're around, please feel free to turn up to that. Okay, we'll go to our first hymn now. Hymn number 611, if you're following from the books. The words will appear on the screen as well. Brother and sister, let me serve you. And we will take our offering during this hymn. So if you are able to give, if you feel comfortable giving, then please do so, because that won't just go, as I always say, it won't just go to keeping the lights on in this church. It will go to the continuation of God's amazing work in and around this community. So I invite you to stand as you are able as we join and praise God together. Father, we pray a blessing over these offerings today. We pray that these help in the continuation of your work and to help people know the real love that you show each and every one of us. Amen. Brilliant. Okay, I'm going to invite Marion up now to deliver our Bible reading of the day. Thank you, Marion.
The reading is taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 13 to 27. And this can be found on page 1061 in the Church Bibles. On the road to Emmaus. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days? "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, since some of our women amazed us, they went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.' Amen."
Oops. Thank you, Marion. Get my trusty music stand out so I don't have to nick Nigel's this time. He told me off last time, so I better not. Want to keep on his good side. So that's it. The week after Easter, Jesus has risen. He has won the greatest victory the world has ever seen. As Tim told us last week, he conquered three things: sin, death, and evil. Amazing, right? But what now? What do we do now? Do we just carry on as normal? Do we just continue to talk about it once a year? I wonder if the disciples asked that question after Jesus' resurrection. They'd been through quite a time of it, hadn't they? Especially in the lead up to Jesus' crucifixion. They'd been chased down and hunted by the authorities. When Jesus reappeared to them on Pentecost, they were hiding in an upper room. I'm sure they were just relieved simply to see Jesus alive again, to know that he was the Messiah, the Son of God, to know that those dark times were over. I wonder if they were tempted at all just to bask in that relief, but not wanting to do anything in case those dark times came back again. I think we're at a stage at the moment where we're asking the question, what now? We've all been through some pretty hard times over the last couple of years. What with COVID and lockdowns and anything else that happened. For us as a church, we went through God and Love Unites Us and the inevitable fallout that came from that. We've all been through hardship, grief, and sadness. And we shouldn't take that lightly. We can't just brush that under the rug. As I said in a previous sermon, we do need to embrace that. We need to acknowledge what has happened for us to be able to truly move on. But I don't want to focus on that negative stuff today, because I don't believe that we're there at the moment. I believe that we are on the rise. We are on the up. We are moving into something new and exciting that God is calling us to. I'm sure he won't mind me mentioning this, but Gareth Cousins, a member of this church, describes the pattern that churches go through as peaks and troughs. Sometimes you're on a peak, you're in a really high place, everything's going smoothly. Sometimes you're in a trough and things seem quite hard. And then sometimes you're in between, sometimes you're on the up. I think us as a church probably have been in a bit of a trough over the last few years. But I truly believe, and I could be wrong, but I truly believe that we are coming out of that right now. I think that we're on the up again. We're rising. God is rising. He's calling us to rise again. But that can be scary for some people. We can be easily distracted. And amidst all this change, all this turbulence, it can be easy to ask the question, is God really in this? Is God really calling us to change so change. Our reading today was the story of Jesus coming alongside a couple of his followers on the road to Emmaus. And what struck me about this story was that as Jesus walked alongside them, they didn't recognize him. They were so caught up in the events that had happened a few days prior and asking the question, was that really Jesus, Son of God? That they didn't recognize that they were in the presence of the divine. They didn't recognize that they were in the presence of God. Us Brits, we love talking, don't we? We love discussing. We like our steering groups and committees, and we like fully voting on stuff and making sure everything goes through fairly and properly instead of diving straight into something. And that, there is a place for that. I'm not saying there isn't. I think that's great. And it's actually one of the things I respect most about this church is its fairness and democracy when it comes to decision making. However, it does mean we are in danger of failing to recognize when we're in the presence of God, to notice that God is calling us to something. You see, we're either looking far too ahead in the future and failing to notice the beauty of the moment, or we're caught up in asking the question, is this really what God is calling us to? Instead of stepping out in faith and just finding out for ourselves. It reminds me of a story it was from Exodus 17, and it's the story where Moses brings water from the rock. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the story, God calls Moses to strike the rock with water and water starts gushing out so that the people he's leading through the desert can drink. But instead of thanking God, instead of praising God for that, this amazing miracle that water is coming out of the rocks, the people ask the question, is the Lord really with us? Is this really God? And we look at that now and we go, duh, of course it was God. But we find ourselves sometimes asking the same thing, don't we? And I'm sure we can all look back at a certain point in our lives where we've maybe asked that question, and then further down the road we've gone, well, yeah, of course it was God. Of course God was calling me to that. Of course God was in that. But as humans, it's so easy not to trust. We need something physical, something we can see and touch. A signed contract saying that we're going to get what we paid for. Reviews and ratings on Amazon Prime, knowing that we're getting the best product for our money. But that isn't faith. And I am constantly challenged by this. I'm someone who likes to plan ahead. And Tim may disagree with me here. But I like to plan ahead. I like to plan my future. I like to look 5 years ahead. I like to have a plan there. 10 years ahead, I like to have a plan there. I want to know where I'm going to be. But recently, I've realized that isn't the case because it's out of my control. I can make all these plans and I can dream about the future, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's what God's got for me. You see, when I was going into sixth form, a long time ago now, I set out a plan, and I thought I wanted to go through sixth form, and then go off to university, study sports psychology, and then move to a big city somewhere, and live there, and make lots of money. Obviously, that didn't work out. Otherwise, I definitely wouldn't be stood in front of you lot today. Maybe some of you would have preferred that, but we won't go down that road. What I'm trying to get across is that we need to be careful not to get too bogged down with the question, what now? Especially if it means we don't notice the presence of God in something. We shouldn't overanalyze. We need to trust in God so that we can keep moving forwards, moving towards what it is God is calling us to be. Whether that's in our church life or in our own life. Post-COVID, a lot of us will be asking that question, what now? But maybe we shouldn't be getting too bogged down with that question. I want to play a video now that I think fits really well with where we are as a society, kind of coming out of COVID, kind of, where we are as a church, but I also think it fits well with the Easter story as well. It is a political video, so I have to give this disclaimer. This video is not intended as a reflection on mine or the church's political views. Penrith Methodist Church neither supports nor condemns the actions or views portrayed in this video, and any concerns or complaints may be emailed to our inquiries department. Now, I realise I got the wrong email last time when I asked people to send in complaints. So I've made sure to get the right one now. So if you want to email anything to me, please do so on pjsummers@hotmail.com. Remember, make them nice and long. Good 8 pages, all right? I always manage to make that joke when they're not actually here. That's quite a bad habit I'm getting into. And I made it sound really really ominous, this video, but I promise it's not. And so as we watch this video, it's about 3 minutes long, just wonder to yourself how this fits in, if you agree with me, if this fits in with where we are at the moment. Okay, so enjoy.
Can't see nothing in front of me. Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me. Lost track of how far I've gone. Far I've gone and how high I've climbed. On my back's a 60-pound stone. On the shoulder hit my line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up
stand for. We choose hope over fear, truth over lies, and yes, unity over division. It's time for us to lift our heads up, open our hearts, remember who we are. We are the United States of America. I mean it. There's not a single thing we cannot do if we do it together.
Does anyone recognize that song? Anyone tell me what it is? Ooh, okay. It's The Rising by Bruce Springsteen. It's a favorite of mine. And I wrote about that song in a reflection a couple of weeks ago in the bulletin. So if anyone is interested in that, please go back and read that. But both the song and that video reflect on something rising out of darkness. The US rising out of a darker political place. Bruce Springsteen is singing about New York rising out of the ashes of the tragic events of 9/11 and talking about a firefighter climbing his way up one of the towers. And it also has quite a deep religious context as well, because it mentions I See Mary in the Garden. So it's quite an Easter anthem, that song. And we are coming out of dark times as well. We are rising up. And God is drawing alongside us. We may not recognize it sometimes, but God is there. Like Jesus was with his followers on the road to Emmaus. God is there journeying with us, guiding the way. And I'm reminded of the last passage from Isaiah 40. One of my favorite passages in the Bible, and it says this: "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." We are rising again. We are coming out of dark times, but we have to trust in God. We have to trust that God is with us so that we may soar on wings like eagles. I love that imagery. Okay, but we need some practical points. Where are we going with this? How do we do that? Now, I've already said that our minister Tim is on sabbatical for 3 months now. And what does that mean? Does that mean that we just sit back for 3 months and just cruise? Does that mean that we stop doing everything, we stop moving forwards, we put everything on hold until he gets back? When he gets back, do we just say to him, right, just pick up where you left off, mate, cool, thanks. The church hasn't burnt down, so we've done our job. I shouldn't speak too soon. But I don't think so. I don't think God is calling us to do that. I don't believe that we need a minister in order to keep growing, to keep moving forwards. I don't want it to be a case of when Tim gets back, we just push stuff back onto him, back onto his shoulders, and say, right, pick up where you left off. I want it to be a case of saying to him, you need to catch up. Because we've grown, we've moved, we've progressed. We've kept moving forwards. I've been joking with a few people since Tim's sabbatical has become public knowledge, saying, oh, when the cat's away, the mice will play. Now, take away the mischievousness of that. And I think it's quite a good analogy. I think it is time for the mice to play, but in a good way. But I can't do it alone. I can't be the only one saying this at the front. It has to be done together. That bloke on the video, I can't remember his name. I think it was in there somewhere. He said, there is nothing we cannot do if we do it together. Now, we may not be the United States of America, but we are a church. We are a community. Brothers and sisters, I know we have a couple of visitors here today, which is amazing. And you're very welcome, obviously. And I'm not talking about this church, just this church, PMC, but I'm talking about whatever church it is that you attend, if you do attend. You are part of this community as well. You're part of this brotherhood, this family, this sisterhood. There is nothing we cannot do if we do not do it, if we do it together. And so let's come together. Let's come together as a community, as a church, who believe in God, who believe in what it is that God is doing. I'm just going to invite the band back up as we move into our time of reflection. And as we do, as we have this time of reflection, I invite you to think about maybe something that's been hard for you over these last couple of years. Maybe some way you've recognized that you are coming out of those hard times. I wonder where you see things rising up again. I wonder where you see God is working. Maybe you've been asking the question, is God really here? Is God really with us? And I just invite you during this time now to give that over to God. Give it over to God and trust in Him. Amen.
Hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ he shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless stand before the
pray. We thank you, Lord, for the love and compassion shown through your Son, Jesus Christ. In the highs and lows of our lives, may we draw ever nearer to you, trusting in your plan for us as individuals and as a church community. We pray that we can follow Jesus' example in serving one another, humbly and without judgment. We thank you for the kindness and generosity of our church community and those local to us who have generously donated to the Carlisle Refuge. We recognise that even in Cumbria, there are many people struggling financially, and pray that individuals and charities such as the Carlisle Refuge and Christians Against Poverty will be guided in faith to those who need the most help. Help us to trust in you about the future, as we recognise that you have a plan for each and every one of us. As war continues in Ukraine and around the world, may we reach out to those who are affected. Help us to support the refugees fleeing the conflict, trying to reach sanctuary in other countries, including the United Kingdom. We recognise the hypocrisy in the way refugees are treated from different continents, and pray that we show love and compassion to all people equally, as you love us. We pray for Tim and Tracy, who are away on sabbatical. May their time away be a blessing to them as they rest and recharge. Help us to not become complacent in their absence. Instead, continue to build this church and its outreach in our local community. May the love of our Lord Jesus Christ shine through us, that we might guide those who don't know you into your loving arms and your eternal kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lauren. Okay, we're going to go into our final hymn of the day. Hymn number 446, I Will Offer Up My Life. As always, I invite you to stand as you are able. The words will be on the screen, or they are in the books as well. Let's praise together. Thank you. Father, bless us as we step into this new and exciting season. Help us to trust in you as we take that step of faith, and may we experience something of your beauty, your wisdom, and your everlasting love as we go about our day-to-day lives, living out the life that you call us to lead. Amen. Okay, thank you for joining us this week. As always, there is tea and coffee and refreshments being served in the Ullswater Room, which you go through here and then out there. If you are visiting or new to the church, it would be great to see you, great to get to know you. So do come and join us if you want to. And have a fantastic and blessed week, everyone. Thank you.